to the Late Nights with Just Tammy. I am your favorite host, and I hope you had a lovely day, just like I did. Well, today we'll be talking about love languages. What are love languages? I really never used to pay attention to love languages until I read the book, The Five Love Languages by Dr. Gary Chapman, which was written in 1995. But before we carry on, I would like to ask you a question. What would you like your spouse to do for you? If your answer is you would like your spouse to take out the trash, paint your bedroom, vacuum the floor, wash dishes, or walk the dog, then your primary love language is acts of service. But if you would like your partner to hold your hand, kiss your forehead, hug you, then your primary love language is probably physical touch. When you know your love language or your spouse's love language, then both of you can be able to connect in a deeper level than you have before. So, the five love languages describe the way we feel loved and appreciated. Depending on our individual personality types, we may feel loved differently than how our partners do. Understanding and decoding these different ways of loving or of showing love would help take the guesswork out of your partner's expectations and needs. You both begin to love on the same page. According to Dr. Chapman, there are five love languages, and I'll be explaining them briefly. The first love language is words of affirmation. This love language expresses love with words that build up your partner. Verbal compliments don't have to be complicated. The shortest and simplest praises can be the most effective. It can be I love you, I'm proud of you, that dress looks incredible on you, you always make me laugh, I love your hair, and all that. Words mean a lot in your partner, in your partner's life. And if your partner has this love language, compliments and I love you can go a long way. On the other hand, negative or insulting comments can hurt your partner, and it could take them longer to forgive than others. Number two, acts of service. Your partner might have this love language if their motto is, action speaks louder than words. This love language expresses itself by doing things that you know your partner would like cooking a meal, doing the laundry, and picking up a prescription are all acts of service. They require some thought, time, and effort. All of these things would be done with positivity and with your partner's ultimate happiness in mind to be considered as an expression of love. Actions out of obligation or with a negative tone are something else entirely. Number three, receiving gifts. This love language isn't necessarily materialistic. It just means that a meaningful or thoughtful gift makes your partner feel loved and appreciated. Something as simple as picking up ice cream or their favorite drink after a long working week can make a huge impact. This is different from acts of service, where you show affection by performing actions to help your partner. The fourth one is quality time. This love language is all about undivided attention. No televisions, no smartphones, or any other distractions. If this is your partner's primary language, they don't just want to be included during this period of time. They want to be the center of your attention. They want their partners to look at them and them alone. This doesn't mean that you can't cuddle up and watch Netflix. It just means that you need to make sure to dedicate time together without all the distractions that would help them feel comforted in the relationship. Every time you cancel a date, postpone time together, or you aren't present during your time together, it can be extremely hurtful to your partner, as it can make them feel like you care more about other things or activities than them. Lastly, physical touch. To people with this love language, nothing is more impactful than the physical touch of their partner. They aren't necessarily into over-the-top PDA, which is public display of affection, but they do feel more connected and safe in a relationship by holding hands, kissing, hugging, and so on. If physical touch is your partner's primary love language, they will feel unloved without physical contact. All of the words and gifts in the world won't change that. They want to feel you close by and just emotionally. Not just emotionally, they want to feel you close by physically.